This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
T.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Tiger Woods is in trouble. Very bad car accident, horrific car accident. Police and first responders say, who were first on the scene, horrific car accident. Lucky to be alive. Both legs badly, seriously injured, broken legs. They say a compound break of one of his legs. Oof. So the bone comes through the skin. That's bad news. That's Joe Theismann territory. Remember that Monday Night Football game? Ooh. I think it was Lawrence Taylor who hit him, right? Yeah, terrible thing to see somebody lying on the ground, the bone coming through the skin. That's what Tiger Woods has, and that's a long recovery, and you're never the same, and that might be the end of his golf career. Wow. And he was speeding, and who knows what else was going on. 7 o'clock in the morning, bleary-eyed, rushing to an event on TV, giving golf lessons to Hollywood celebrities and Drew Brees, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, and he was late, very late. And so he was speeding, and on a tough turn, he missed it, and his car turned over several times, went down an embankment. Wow, he is lucky to be alive, lucky to get a seatbelt on. All right, we have that right now? Yeah, go ahead. Trump reacting to Tiger Woods. You're going to put it on right now, you mean, or are you going to work on it?
Well, I was really surprised, and, you know, he's doing so well. He's getting the back in shape, and then a thing like this happens. He's had a big problem, as you know, with his back for a long period of time. And
all right, enough on Tiger Woods. We've had it with Tiger Woods. I get it. So I'm more concerned with what's happening in this country. You know, Tiger Woods is a big celebrity, and if something bad happens to a big celebrity, everybody wants to hear about it. And, you know, I covered it at the start of both hours. But I'm more concerned with what's happening to this country. It's lunacy. It's insanity. And here's a great example. Illinois will become the first state to end cash bail. I thought it had been done already in Los Angeles and New York, but maybe cities have done it, not states, or maybe they did it temporarily as a trial run, but nobody permanently did it until Illinois. Can you imagine how crazy the liberals of Illinois are? First state to end cash bail with a law signed Monday that's been law enforcement, sweeping overhaul of policing and criminal. What's the point of being a cop? The bad guys walk right out of jail after they shoot at you. Why would you want to be a cop? Why would you want to take your life into your hands? Risk not coming home to your children. Maybe go to jail yourself because the bad guy points a finger at you when you can't even put him away. Whole thing is a joke. Sweeping overhaul of policing and criminal justice requires police agencies to equip officers with body cameras, which I agree with, by the way. That's good, only because I'm not on the side of the criminal. You know that liberals are on the side of the criminal. That's why they want body cameras. I think it's great for the cops. That's their defense. Any criminal and every criminal will scream that you're a bad guy, you're a cop, that you abuse them, that you beat them, that you harass them. And, of course, having a body cam proves that you didn't do anything wrong. And body cam also keeps you in line, so you are careful what you do and say if you're a cop. So all the problems are avoided with body cams. All the lawsuits are avoided with body cams. I'm all for body cams. But, unfortunately, it also strictly defines use of force rules for law enforcement. And it also eliminates the need for signed sworn affidavits when filing complaints against officers. Major organizations representing police and prosecutors say they weren't consulted on critical pieces of legislation. Opponents, including the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, Illinois Sheriff's Association, have criticized the bill. The Illinois Law Enforcement Coalition said it is a blatant move to punish an entire honorable profession that will end up hurting law-abiding citizens the most. They argue it will hamstring police and discourage talented people from joining law enforcement. Of course, there's no way to get anyone to join the police force anymore. You'd have to be crazy. You'd have to be absolutely nuts to want to become a policeman. You know what I feel bad for? All the cops who right now are between like 8 and 15 years on the job. Because, of course, you don't get a pension until you get to 20 years on the job. At least in most places. I don't think you can get a pension or even a partial pension unless you hit 20. So if you're sitting at 8, you got 12 years to go. If you're sitting at 10, you got 10 years to go. Under this situation, this scenario, 10 years of misery, you might as well never leave your car. Never go after a criminal. Anyone who goes after a criminal takes a chance you're going to go to jail. And so many places are stripping away your legal protections from lawsuits. So even if you don't go to jail, your family's going to lose everything they've got. So these police organizations contend the use of force rules are too restrictive as to endanger officers. Right, that's the other, I didn't even mention. And you're going to get killed because you can't draw the gun first, you can't shoot first. So when the criminal shoots at you first, you die. They say dangerous people will be set free while awaiting trial. The governor is willfully undermining public safety, endangering citizens, emboldening criminals, and making Illinois less safe for families. GOP Senator John Curran said this 700-plus page proposal was rammed through in the middle of the night. Gee, what a surprise. Isn't that all legislation is rammed through? In the middle of the night, with just hours left in a lame duck session, without the transparency and discourse expected in a democratic process. The Illinois Black Caucus, which designed the massive measure, hailed it as an historic response to the deaths last year of George Floyd in Minneapolis and Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. Let me mention this. Did George Floyd deserve to die? I don't think he deserved to die that day. Did Breonna Taylor deserve to die that day? No. I don't think she deserves to die that way. Am I happy with either situation? No. But George Floyd was on drugs, a lifetime criminal, a lifetime drug addict, someone who held a gun to a pregnant woman's head, had just gotten out of prison, was involved in a crime that minute, while high on major drugs and had massive doses of fentanyl in his body. Ooh, that's my role model. Breonna Taylor, I know even less about her story other than she's no saint either. Her family's no saint. Her boyfriend was no saint. But I'm not going to get into it. The whole thing is ridiculous. Cops are getting shot at, and they're not supposed to shoot back. How ridiculous. The Breonna Taylor thing. But the only thing I know about that case is that the cops are getting shot at. I think they raided the wrong apartment, but the guy in the apartment, her boyfriend, shot at the police. So they shot back. What would you have done when bullets are coming at you? Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law Monday at Chicago State University. This legislation marks a substantial step, he said, toward dismantling systemic racism that plagues our communities, our state, and our nation. Brings us closer to true safety, true fairness, true justice. Wow. How insane. And can you imagine, the law has the support, they have the nerve to say this, of Illinois' top law enforcement authorities, Attorney General Kwame Raoul, and Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Yeah, the one who let the guy off because he's black and he said white guys tried to lynch him and they were Trump guys wearing Trump hats. And he's a TV celebrity and she thought that was fine. What a joke. She dropped felony charges against Jussie Smollett for making up a story, a total lie. The Empire actor staged a racist attack on himself. What a country we live in. So she's a big, that's like saying law enforcement. Oh, yeah. She wears a uniform and shoots people. Risks her life every day, does she? Cook County Attorney Kim Fox. How about the State Attorney General Kwame Raoul? Is he ever on the street getting shot at by drug addicts and drug dealers? Don't think so. Good old Kwame. I'm sure he's in a suit in his office every day, worrying about social justice. Cash bail will be totally eliminated in the state by 2023. Critics of the cash bail system say it criminalizes poverty. What a joke. This bill protects police officers, countered the governor. What a liar. What a freaking liar. And by the way, let's assume Breonna Taylor and and George Floyd were just completely bad shootings and terrible situations. His wasn't a shooting, Floyd. Actually, his was a guy putting a knee on his neck. And everybody with a brain and a heart cringed when they watched that video. Everybody. He kept his knee there too long. The guy was screaming, can't breathe, and he kept his knee there. Everybody was cringing. But assuming those two were both bad, no jury's ruled yet on George Floyd, but assuming they were both bad, bad kills, does that mean a million police officers in America? Because I think that's the number, like 800,000 plus police officers, professional police officers in America. Does that mean they're all bad? And you need new laws against all policemen? Really? In any case, this is what's happening in our world. And, of course, what did we hear under Trump? Kids in cages. Kids in cages. Oh, my God, kids in cages. Nobody mentioned the fact that Obama's the one who put the cages there. No one mentioned the fact that Obama put the kids in the cages. But when Trump carried it on, it was all Trump's fault. It's so crazy. I was in a restaurant, and the guy started screaming at me because he knew who I was. This is going back like a year ago. Guy was screaming at me. And I tried to tell him how great Trump was. And he's like, kids in cages, kids in cages. And I said, Obama put kids in cages. Now Biden's putting kids in cages. The Biden administration opened a gated migrant facility for illegal immigrant children in Carrizo Springs, Texas. The camp will hold up to 700 illegal immigrant children. The facility was open for a month during the Trump years. Then it was shut down. Democrats were very upset about caged kids during Trump's tenure. They completely ignored it under Obama. And now they're ignoring it again under Biden. Wow. It's got cages. The kids are going to be put in the cages. The facility will be used for children 13 and older who have been medically cleared of COVID. You know, can you imagine how many people are coming into our country now with COVID? On one hand, him and Fauci, Biden and Fauci, two morons who've never got anything right in their lives, both look you in the face, tell you how bad COVID is. Oh, my God, so terrible, so terrible. It's ruining our country. It's terrible. Everyone's dying. And then on the other hand, they say, let everybody in on the border and just drop them off at bus stops all over the country and put them in your kids' classrooms. You don't think nothing but COVID's coming from Mexico and Central America? Absurd. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegal.
bills, bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know, I always want you to be healthy. That's what I talk about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Healthy, healthy, healthy. I take my vitamins. I drink my Active Silver Solution. I take my liquid vitamin D complex. I take my probiotics. Everything I take is immune support. And thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, because I know COVID is bad. It is out there. I've never gotten the flu in 25 years, COVID or anything else. Thank God I've been healthy. All of you know I've been on the air for this, my 6th year on the radio, 5 days a week. Never been sick, ever. You'd know about it if I was ever sick, right? Never even got a sniffle, never got a cough, nothing. Thank God, Freedom Health Alliance, people like that are around to strengthen our immune systems during a period which is arguably the worst stress in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, half off on the products I personally use and love. I put them all together for you, a bundle of products called the Root Freedom Bundle. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex plus Premium Probiotic Formula and Natural Immune Support. These are the products that are making a dramatic difference in my health, and I'd love them to make a dramatic difference in your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off, half off, the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. So, again, you got to understand how bad these crazy liberal mentally ill whack jobs are. Biden's pick for HHS, Health and Human Services, advocates sex changes for kids. Dr. Rachel Levine, President Joe Biden's pick for Assistant Secretary of Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. I don't know if it's a woman, a man, an it. Strangest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. Plenty of reasons for the committee to be concerned in the U.S. Senate about placing Dr. Levine in such an influential, powerful role. During Levine's time as Secretary of Pennsylvania Department of Health, can you imagine? Democrats make her. Who would look at her, him, it, and make it the head of all health in Pennsylvania? Who would make that decision? Have you ever seen the picture of Rachel Levine, Dr. Rachel Levine? Levine and Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf drew headlines by engaging in a draconian campaign of threats against counties that question state COVID guidelines and wish to reopen their local economies. Because you know, all over this country, people have never met a person who's been sick with COVID. All over this country, people have never met a person who died of COVID. All over this country are people who can't believe. Everything looks fine outside. Are some people dying? Yes. Are almost all of them extremely old? Yes. Are most of them in nursing homes? Yes. Does that mean the rest of us can never work again? Yes, according to liberals, that's what it means. Madness. And by the way, they're not just dying in nursing homes. They're being murdered by Democrat governors' decisions. Murdered. Idiots sending them back into nursing homes with COVID. And who did that? This Dr. Levine, this Dr. Rachel Levine, who had a sex change operation and used to be a man. Levine infamously forced COVID-19 patients out of hospitals and into nursing homes and long-term care facilities, exacerbating the spread of the virus to the elderly and the infirm. Those are the ones who died. She sent them there to die. And then she made all the businesses stay closed. Levine repeatedly downplayed the criticism, arguing it was a necessary part of the state's coronavirus response and that COVID-19 was already present in those facilities. But while Levine was actually putting these elderly patients at grave risk, Levine chose to personally play it by a different set of rules by quietly removing a parent, her parent, from a nursing home facility early on in the pandemic. More alarmingly, Dr. Levine has advocated for sex changes for prepubescent people, otherwise known as children. A professor of pediatrics and psychiatry at the Penn State College of Medicine, Levine has given lectures in various settings since at least 2012 on how to perform sex changes and gender conversion therapy on children. According to Levine, children ought to be given the latitude to choose their own gender. She's advised adults to try not to force them one way or the other, and instead to follow a little child's lead. A little boy that wants to be a woman. A little Jane who wants to be... It's so ridiculous. Jack and Jill went up the hill, and Jill came down as Jack. For prepubertal children, Levine said in a speech, they might present in different ways. They might present at school in the gender they were identified at birth. They might present as the other gender. They might be more gender fluid. Levine has described children as young as 5 or 6 as knowing which gender they want to be. This is the crazy, mixed-up, mentally ill person that wants to be your assistant secretary of HHS. And it's insane and it's bizarre. But wait to hear what Twitter did about this when you get back.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is one of many wishing Tiger Woods a speedy recovery. His spokesman tweeting a statement for Trump where he called the 45-year-old a true champion. Trump giving Tiger Woods a Medal of Freedom in 2019. Woods is in serious condition after the crash Wednesday morning. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying that there were no signs of impairment when they arrived on the scene of the crash.
Well, we're looking at signs of under the influence of either narcotics, medication, alcohol, odor of alcohol, all these different things that would give you an idea in their behavior, but there was none present.
President Biden spending his day meeting with black essential business workers. The White House also announcing the president will be heading to Houston, Texas on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior Energized Health sponsor of this segment of the show. Do you get the idea, the feeling now, that when you listen to capitalist politics, patriotic politics, American exceptionalism politics, hate Democrats politics because they're all a bunch of communists, but do you ever get the impression the advertisers are almost all about health? You know why? Because I'm such a healthy guy. My life is about something other than politics, about health. Actually, it's a couple things. My life's devoted. My passions are conservative politics and capitalism and entrepreneurship and health. I'm a health guy and sports gambling. You know, my whole background was sports gambling. I love sports betting. I wouldn't watch a basketball game if you gave me $1 million. But if you said, Wayne, you have $500 on that basketball team, and if it loses, you lose $500. If it wins, you win $500. And you go out to the best dinner at the best restaurant in Vegas tonight, it's free on the bookmaker. It becomes the most interesting game in the world, and I'll watch every minute of it. Without the bet, I couldn't watch a basketball game. My life depended on it. And even though I love football, it's the joy of my life, I couldn't watch football without a bet on it. You know, Monday Night Football, I really couldn't find a lot of games I liked this year. I didn't watch a game. I don't think I watched more than 2 Monday Night Football games the whole year. And it's because those are the only two I had enough interest to bet a little bit of money on them. But I love the Super Bowl. You know why? Because I had a big bet on it. So I love sports betting. I love my vitamins. I love going in the gym every day. I can't have a day without being in the gym. Like today was a tough day. I had a lot of meetings back to back to back. And then, of course, this show. So I worked out only 30 minutes, which for me is just no good. So the second this show is over, in 20 minutes from now, I've reserved a half hour in my home gym. And then I'll take a shower, then I'll get dressed, then I'll go out to dinner. So I'm going to work out another half hour, so then I put in an hour today. I can't put in any day less than an hour in the gym. I just love working out an hour a day. And so those are my joys in life. So, you know, listen, I'm always dedicated to making you smarter, empowering you, educating you, and I'm also dedicated to making you healthier. Because if my fans live a long time and you're healthy, then you'll be fighting these communists, and we'll be saving this country. We have to. So back to Energized Health, sponsor of this show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders and the leaders of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I'm in the final days of their opening of the program. I'll be on the program the rest of my life. And, oh, by the way, I signed a contract that I would go on their program. And then I had to sign another contract because they just renewed for a year to be the sponsors of this show. They said, we'll only do it if you sign a contract that says for the next year you're going to stay on the program. I said, guys, that's easy to do because I'll be on the program for the rest of my life. I never want to get off this program. And then today, I was at a car dealership because I was trading in my car, getting a new car. And I was at a car dealership, and someone who's known me for many years, but I haven't seen him in a year, came running up to me and said, oh, my God, you look incredible. You look fantastic. You know, people only say it to women. No one ever says that to a guy. This guy said, Wayne, I don't even recognize you. You look how much weight you lost. Look how muscular your arms. This guy was, like, freaking out. What have you done? I said, you got to get on the same program. It's called Energize Your Health. And you need to get on it. And he said, please text me. And I texted him the phone number, told him to call John Jubilee, the owner, and say you're a great friend of Wayne Root. And he said, I'm calling. He's about 60 years old, I'd say, maybe 65. And he's got, you know, kind of a paunchy belly. And he just couldn't believe. And then, oh, by the way, he said the key phrase to me. It wasn't just, you look good, you look thin, I don't recognize you. It was, you look 10 years younger. I've heard that from like 50 people in the last 3 months. You look 10 years younger. All because of Energized Health. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained almost 10 pounds of muscle, hydrated at the cellular level, up 7 pounds in hydration. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or just cut to the chase. Call right now, 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR during the month of February. You and your loved one get 2 for 1. That's right. Buy one, get one free. So two of you can get healthy at half the cost. Go to energizedhealth.com. Energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. Tell John Jubilee, Wayne Root sent you. Speak to the boss. So I was talking to you about this woman, man, it, who's now the number two person at HHS, assuming they're going to be passed by the Senate. and a pro-family news outlet has been suspended by Twitter. See, Twitter, just get rid of them forever. Everybody needs to drop off Twitter, punish them and bankrupt them by Twitter. Suspended by Twitter for stating a Biden administration official's biological sex. Global Christian Ministries Focus on the Family's account has been locked and censored for tweeting a link to an article on its affiliate platform, The Daily Citizen. The article written by Zachary Mettler stated Dr. Levine is a transgender woman that is a man who believes he is a woman. What's wrong with that? That's the fact. That's the truth. The Family Policy Alliance account tweeted a screenshot of the locked account writing their crime, quote-unquote, was a tweet which identified Assistant Health Secretary pick Rachel Levine as a biological man. If stating the facts gets you banned, none of us belong here. Right. No one should be on Twitter anymore. Done with it. Rachel Levine was selected by Biden to be the Assistant Secretary for Health. In addition to everything else, he must be blind. If you can't tell there's something wrong with Rachel Levine, you must be blind putting her in charge of our country's health. By the way, she locked down the whole Pennsylvania and sent all the old people to their death in the nursing homes and put everyone out of business. Phew. Twitter contacted the Daily Citizen and notified the media outlet it had suspended the organization's account for violating its rules against hateful conduct and promoted violence, threatened to harass Levine. The publication was told it had to delete the tweet if it wanted to be reinstated. Well, guess what, guys? You got a better deal than me. They never contacted me. They never told me anything I did wrong. They didn't tell me which tweet got me in trouble. They never gave me the choice to delete it and therefore get back on again. Nothing. Zero. I think it was all about me, A, criticizing lockdowns, which destroy people's lives and don't stop anyone from getting COVID. Matter of fact, places with the strictest lockdowns had the most COVID. I was right about everything. And also my questioning the election, which is absolutely positively stolen. Now, what you could debate is, was it stolen, or was it legally stolen? You see, because state legislatures are the only ones allowed to change election law, but all over the country in the states Trump lost, it was judges, unelected judges, and governors who changed election law without the permission of the state legislature. It was illegally stolen by legal means, in other words, in many cases, although I think it was stolen as well. But this is what's going on in America. Banned for tweeting out about the real sex of a transgender who's going to be one of the most deported officials in the United States of America. And if it's up to this sick woman slash man slash transgender, whatever the hell it is, whether it has a penis or a vagina, I don't know. But if it's up to it, maybe it's got both a penis and a vagina. If it's up to the penis vagina girl, our entire country will be locked down for nothing. COVID's going away. What are you locking us down for? Do you know what she did? It did to Pennsylvania? Do you know how bad the lockdown was? In little towns, there's no COVID at all. None, except for maybe an old lady in a nursing home somewhere. One old lady in a nursing home dies. Shut down every business in the town. You know, maybe in Philadelphia people died of COVID. But in the suburbs 3 hours away, nobody was dying of COVID. Very few people. And they're very old in a nursing home. And they were sent there to their death by this person. And then this person, this it, used it as an excuse to shut down the whole state. Every single business in all the small towns. Just like in Nevada. They can't find a case of COVID in Elko and Ely and all the little towns that you hear my voice in besides Las Vegas. I'm in all the little towns on the Nevada Radio Network, Fred Weinberg. And so they're all listening right now, and they're shaking their heads, and they're clenching their fists, and they go, wow, someone's finally telling the truth. Wayne's telling the truth. There's no COVID in Ely. There's no COVID in Elko. There's no COVID in the middle of small towns. Everybody's healthy. Everything's fine. It's in inner cities where people got sick. People riding subways. People living in small apartments on top of one another. In those apartments, they're sharing their heating systems in the middle of New York City. It's got nothing to do with a small country town in Nevada. And yet, they wanted you to close all your businesses because they wanted you to go out of business because COVID was Cloward Piven. What I learned at Columbia, the plan to destroy the country, to destroy every business and bring everyone to their knees. Begging government to turn socialist to save them. And that's what's going on. So now they ban you for even mentioning the sex of the woman, of the man, of the it, of the thing, of the vagina, penis, doctor. Tennessee librarian fired for burning city-owned books by conservative authors. I hope this Tennessee librarian burned my book. I only hope the librarian burned Trump rules. I'd be honored. This is what's wrong with America. Do you understand that? I keep saying that, you know, what's going on at Twitter is like book burning. But see, they actually do book burning. Liberals actually burn books. This guy's a librarian, a male librarian. Do I need to say more? And he actually took books out and brought them to a barbecue on Main Street and set them on fire. Now, they don't tell you all the books, but they mentioned one book by Donald Trump and another book by Ann Coulter. Those are the only two they named in the article. He burned books. Do you understand this? How Nazi Germany started? Burning books. You mentally ill liberal losers. You're just such lost people. I don't know what to tell you. So the number two person at HHS is transgender and advocates sex changes for kids. While they're putting illegal immigrant kids, letting them all in and putting them in cages. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You in a good mood now? Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Some ways you can contact me. First of all, my email, love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and most of you are not shy. I get thousands of emails a week. Love to read every single one of them, WayneRoot@gmail.com. It's one of the reasons I only sleep by 4 or 5 hours a night, because late at night, early morning, I'm reading all your emails. Gives me all my best ideas. You inspire me. Thank you. Love hearing from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my website. All my videos are there. All my commentaries are there. And it's a really nice revamped website. I've got a whole professional team running it. RootForAmerica.com. No more Twitter. They banned me for life. You can find all my opinions all day long at Parler. At Real Wayne Root. Go to Parler.com, at Real Wayne Root. And then you can listen to my daily podcast, my War Raw podcast, available on the iHeartRadio app. And anywhere you download podcasts, it's anywhere. It's Spotify, it's available all kinds of places. Apple, but it's the main one is the iHeartRadio app, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root. I've got a podcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a weekend best of on Fridays. And by the way, I'm going to, you know, end the show in the next few minutes and say, hey, the show's over. Have a great night. God bless. But I want to make sure all of you know on KBET 790 AM here in Las Vegas, my flagship station, we continue for a fourth hour. So stay tuned for hour number four on KBET. I'm on from 6 to 7 as well for hour number four on KBET 790 AM in Las Vegas. Thank you, Ed Stoltz, the great Ed Stoltz and the great KBET. Hour number four coming up. So the board leaders of Texas Power Grid resign after blackout outrage. The chairman of Texas Power Grid Operator and four other board members have resigned in the wake of the widespread outage resulting from the energy crisis that crippled the state's electrical system. According to a filing by the PUC of Texas, Electric Reliability Council of Texas Chair Sally Talberg resigned along with Vice Chair Peter Crampton, board members Raymond Hepper, Terry Bulger, Vanessa Anesetti Parra. In their resignation letter, the member cited recent concerns raised about out-of-state board leadership at the grid operator. You heard Sid Miller, the Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, was on our show yesterday talking about the fact that all these people are out of state. And I think this chairman was from California. Who allowed this? To allow state leaders a free hand with future direction and to eliminate distractions, we are resigning from the board effective after our urgent board teleconference meeting adjourns Wednesday, February 24th, meaning tomorrow. I mean, this was just terrible. Texas Governor Abbott last week called for ERCOT leadership, including board members, to step down one day after the mother of an 11-year-old Texas boy who died during a power outage sued ERCOT and the company Entergy. And then this is interesting, too. Again, sometimes I read you things I don't know true or not true. I don't know. But it's worth investigating. Let me tell you something. I was thinking about this today when I was driving. I was thinking about the fact that if someone wanted to invest my money, if I was giving my money to someone, you know, like any one of our advertisers who's involved in the financial industry, and I asked them questions before I gave them my money, and they said, I won't answer your questions. Those are dumb questions, or you have no right to ask questions. You know what I'd say? Go F yourself. You're not getting my money. There are no dumb questions. I have a right to ask any question I want. Customer's always right, and if the customer's wrong, refer back to number one. That's what I would say to them. You're not getting my money, you loser. You don't want me to ask questions? Well, that's what the media and Twitter and Facebook are saying. You have no right to ask questions. If you ask questions, you're a bad person. You're a traitor. You're against America. You're not allowed to ask a single question. I ask lots of questions. I ask lots of questions about Barack Obama. You don't like it? Go F yourself. There were all kinds of questions about Obama at Columbia. And to this day, my classmates keep emailing me and saying, Wayne, you're the only one who said it out loud, but we all know it. We all don't think he ever went here. We never saw him. We never heard of him. We never met him. We don't know anyone who met him. Something's wrong. You're the only one who said it. Oh, wow, that's terrible that I ask questions where I never saw my classmate who went on to become president of the United States. So here's another question. Were the Texas blackouts because of Joe Biden's rules? Nobody's mentioning this. I don't know if it's for sure, but it's an interesting story. If Joe Biden simply signed off on Texas, this is what the article says, at Natural News. If Joe Biden had simply signed off on Texas's request to up its energy generation maximum from 60% to full 100% capacity in anticipation of the recent polar vortex disaster, the Lone State never would have suffered blackouts. While many of Texas' green wind turbines failed upon freezing, the state could have made up for this loss by pumping out fossil fuels, which is now prohibited under federal regulations except for an exemption. Texas Governor Greg Abbott apparently requested such of the Biden regime, an exemption, only to be rejected. I don't know if any of you heard this before. First time I've heard it. I don't know it to be true. I'm stating out loud. I'm not sure if it's true, but it sounds true, only to be rejected despite the emergency. Consequently, millions of Texans suffered through days of no power in record low temperatures, which injured and killed many. Once it was clear the polar vortex would engulf the entire state of Texas, Greg Abbott declared an emergency, asked President Biden for an EPA waiver to allow power generation facilities to operate at full capacity till the emergency passed. Biden's Department of Energy refused Abbott's request and instead offered to allow certain power generation facilities a waiver if they raised the prices they charged the Texans to more than $1,500 per kilowatt, resulting in massive statewide power outages and a failure of the grid. Now, Texas made plenty of mistakes, too. That whole board is far people from outside of Texas. They had too much windmills, too much green energy, and they failed to properly winterize their energy grid, which meant the natural gas pipelines froze and became inoperable. So Texas made plenty of mistakes, too. But was this Biden?
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so